Hey there, folks. Welcome to Rock and Rally Tennis, where the talk is all tennis, all the time. I'm James Lynn. Follow us on Twitter at Rock and Rally. That's rock underscore and underscore rally. Rock and Rally Tennis Episode 9 is brought to you by Moxie Games, maker of the popular mobile game GoGo Cross Stitch and dozens of other massively fun casual games for your mobile device. Look for their games on the app stores. For more information, go to moxygames.com. That's moxygames.com. Today, I'd like to talk about some of the things to look for when watching or scouting players and opponents at the recreational level. Now, to clarify, I'm not talking about scouting players to the level where you're tracking a player's every shot, every placement, every court position, in every game, and every situation. You can certainly do that if you wish. But most players at the recreational level do not have the resources to do that as they do at the professional tour level. So what I'm referring to is essentially taking some good mental notes when watching someone play, which can be very helpful if you do end up playing against them at some point. You know, in every sport, there are two main components of a player's game. Tennis is no different. And of course, I'm talking about the mental and physical components, each of which can be broken out into other specific aspects. Now, I like to think about the word CRUSH, C-R-U-S-H, as an easy-to-remember acronym for taking some of these mental notes when observing or scouting a player. The C stands for consistency. Consistency to me is part physical and part mental. The physical part is the player's mechanics or technique of their physical play, their ability to execute strokes consistently, forehand, backhand, serve, volley, overhead, footwork, etc. The mental part comes down to whether a player can execute consistently when they're under duress, or on the flip side, when there's nothing on the line. The R stands for resiliency, which is often referred to as part of a player's mental toughness. Now, I think most people are familiar with some of the terms synonymous with resiliency and mental toughness, such as competitiveness, bounce back ability, and also how one responds in pressure situations, to name a few. The U stands for unpredictability. Now, let me preface my comments on this by saying, of course, you should always look for a player's tendencies or preferred play patterns. Now, that said, most of the folks I've come across, even at the recreational level, tend to do this rather instinctively, at least on a very general level. So, for example, it's things like noticing a player's tendency to hit forehands cross-court, say, versus down the line. Or perhaps a tendency to chip or slice a backhand versus hitting through or coming over the ball. Or maybe the tendency to always serve to a particular corner of the service box on second serves. Now, some folks get very detailed in their observations of a player's preferred patterns to the point where situational tendencies are tracked. And by all means, if you've got the time and resources to get that granular, then of course you should do it. But generally speaking, and again, I believe most people, without much prompting, instinctively pick up on some of the broader play patterns of other players. So getting back to the U for unpredictability, this is what I often refer to as the wild card or surprise factor. And what I mean by this is it can be a particular tactic or shot that generally runs counter to a player's preferred patterns or tendencies. For example, it's a player who typically likes to, say, bludgeon the ball from the baseline who surprises you with some finesse shots, like drop shots or loopy topspins, low angle slices, and so on. Or it could be someone who rarely ventures to the net who surprises you with some serve and volley play. So being able to identify and make mental notes of a player's unpredictability or U factor is equally important as knowing what their preferred patterns are. The S stands for stamina, which is fairly self-explanatory. Now, I kind of lump in stamina with, you know, a player's overall athleticism, as I do mobility, strength, and conditioning. Now, an important point to underscore about stamina is that it refers not only to a player's ability to physically hang in there over the course of a long match, but also the ability to compete in long, physically demanding rallies. Lastly, the H stands for a player's head. Does the player have a good head on his or her shoulders? So this includes elements such as the so-called tennis IQ, tactics, court and situational awareness, decision-making, guile, and adaptability, which is the ability of the player to make adjustments during a match. Well, I mean, what you're really trying to accomplish when you observe or scout a player is to try to gain an understanding of that player's strengths and weaknesses, both physical and mental. And if you're going to scout a player, it is absolutely critical to understand it from the holistic perspective as well, and not just what the separate and individual facets of a player's game are. Because the fact is, they all impact one another. For example, earlier I mentioned consistency and resiliency, or mental toughness. If you think about it, how many times have you played an opponent who was a great front runner, but not so competitive when the match, when the match was close? I mean, these are the players that, you know, don't seem to miss a shot when they're way out in front and they don't feel any pressure. But when the match is close, they get tight and start spraying their shots because, you know, maybe their feet stop moving. Folks, you'll get a lot more out of your scouting efforts if you can understand the bigger picture. Or as the saying goes, if you're able to see the forest as well as the trees. So the next time you scout a player or opponent, remember the acronym CRUSH, which will help you do some crushing of your own. Well, that's all for this episode, folks. Thanks for joining us at Rock and Rally Tennis. Please subscribe to our podcast at rockandrallytennis.com. I'm James Lynn. See you next time.